back in those days, you were born in 34.
Right.
We'd think of the 30s and the 40s. Did you listen to radio?
That's all we had back then was the radio. And I'll tell you what, back in those days, my dad kept the radio on. On the weekends, it was Grand Ole Opry. And through the week, it was Cardinal baseball. And that's all we, and when he was away from home, we could get something else. But back then, in those days, the baseball team, the Cardinals, all of those teams, I could just about name you all of those players on most all of those teams.
The St. Louis Cardinals.
St. Louis Cardinals, all of those outstanding players they had, and the other teams too in the National League that they played. I could just about name you all of those because that's what it was on. The radio was on the St. Louis Cardinals station there, and they played three or four games, you know, a night. And then on the weekend, it was Grand Ole Opry. I can name you so many of those. And I'm fond of country and western and bluegrass. I'm fond of it. I was raised up with it. Bill Monroe and all of those guys. Little Jimmy Dickens and all of those different guys and all of the music that those guys make. And I was talking to a friend of mine. All of the music, the country and western guys, it tells a story. It's always something, and I love it. I keep my radio on 99.5 all the time.
Yeah.
I love country and western. I was raised up with it.
Did you ever listen to Bob Wills and the
Bob
Bible?
Wills and John Lee Wills and them, that's what I was going to tell you. I'm glad that you mentioned that. Every year in Chelsea, they had a jamboree, they called it. The jamboree was where the carnival would come to town. They'd have rides. They've had terrapin races. They'd have all kind of events. John Lee Wills, Bob Wills, Leon McAuliffe, they had a bandstand. All those guys came at different times or the other. They'd have one this year, and Bob Wills, John Lee Wills, and all of those guys came up there. Yeah. I remember them well, real well, you know. Like I say, I was raised up country and western, you know, and that's all I knew at that time until later on. But I love it today. I love country and western.
Let's go back to baseball. Do you remember any names of baseball players that you rooted for in the 30s and 40s?
Well, there was Red Shandies. There was Murray Dixon. There was Harry Burkeen. There was Stan Musial. There was Red Munger, who he was a pitcher. A lot of them that played on the team, but weren't quite as famous as some of them, and I didn't remember them well. But back in the day, I could name all of those guys, yeah, and pay position and everything.
Then you were rooting for the St. Louis Cardinals, but then there was a time you started rooting and cheering for the Brooklyn Dodgers.
Yeah.
And why was that?
Well, I tell you what, back in those days, before integration, the black athletes and so forth weren't recognized. They didn't get the exposure. And of course, one thing that kind of turned me against the Cardinals, made me pull for the Dodgers because of Jackie Robinson, because the way he was treated, the way he was treated during his time when he came in. And the first incident that happened, Red Shandies, he was second baseman for the St. Louis Cardinals. He was the one that brought a black cat out on the field, headed toward Jackie Robinson. And even though we didn't know and understand segregation and at the time all about it, as time went on, we got to know and realize what it was all about. We didn't pay it that much attention. We thought it was some kind of a joke, but after the later years, we realized what it's all about. And I switched sides. I said, well, I don't want to have anything to do with a team that has that type of a, you know, that segregates against players and this and that. Of course, back then, it was a lot of that that went on. It was a lot of it that went on. And black players, athletes, whatever, went through a lot and endured a lot. But overall, they stayed in there, and everything began to change over a period of time, and I'm glad it did. But it was really tough sledding back in those days.
You played baseball yourself,
yes,
as a child, as,
yes,
a youngster. About when do you think you started playing baseball?
I tell you what, I started playing baseball in Chelsea. Like I said, we didn't have any baseball. I didn't know anything about baseball and basketball and football and so forth because we were just an elementary school and we didn't have any sports or anything. But what we did, Chelsea High School, they had basketball, baseball, football, and all that. And then they had a Legion team. There was a baseball park that Mrs. Sally McSpadden, Will Rogers' sister, we used to work for those people. She donated some land for this park and baseball field, football field, and so forth. And that's where we used to go and play. We weren't integrated, but I had some good friends. We played recreational ball. And they used to go up to Max Batten Park and play ball. We would play ball from sunup to sundown. Me and a good friend of mine that I was raised up with, he's a good friend of mine, Ralph Terry. I was raised up with Ralph Terry. He used to come to my house and sit under my table and eat. I think we lived about two or three blocks away from him. He'd come to our house, we'd hunt and fish and so forth. Best friend I ever had. Best white friend and black either that I've ever had. And I still commute with him today. He lives in Lerner, Kansas. And he was a 1962 MVP for the New York Yankees. He was a pitcher. And I used to catch him. We used to go up to McSpadden Park. And of course, Ralph Terry was a finesse pitcher. He wasn't a hard throwing pitcher, but he was a control pitcher. And he was always concerned about how the ball broke or how this happened and so forth. He got good at it. And he, like I say, played with the Yankees for those years. Of course, I played with a lot of other guys there that were good baseball players. In fact, there was a friend of ours that played with us. His name was Galen Hudspeth. Of course, he would turn you around with a baseball. That guy could throw so hard, I'll tell you what. But he wasn't a control type of pitcher, but he was a good pitcher. I played with all those guys up there, recreational ball. And during the time whenever they had American Legion ball up there, coach up there at Chelsea was a wonderful fella. He was about 5 foot five, I imagine, 5 foot six or so. He was the baseball coach, the basketball coach, and the football coach at Chelsea High. And his name was Rupert Cross, a wonderful fella. What he would do during the time when they were playing Legion ball at the last inning, he would let us get in that in the last inning, me and my brothers, you know, in the last inning and get some exposure. But he was an outstanding individual. As time went on, Ralph Terry and I, the guys graduated from Chelsea High School and went on to college and so forth. I kept up with Ralph. And of course, during the time that I was catching him there at Chelsea, he was a Yankee fan at that time. I was a Dodger fan. And he said, Riley, he said, I'm going to play with the Yankees one of these. I said, man, you got to be kidding. You know how you kid like that. And so as time went on, I came down here to go to high school in Claremore, but I kept up with him. And as time went on, the next thing that I knew, he was in the Yankees farm club.
Well, we should mention that he was born in Big Cabin, and he was 17 years old when he signed with the Yankees.
Yeah.
And 20 years old when he broke into the majors in 1956.
He started in rotation for the New York Yankees during that time.
And a little bit more about him, he became a two-time All-Star, a World Series Most Valuable Player, and the top right-hander on what many say was the greatest baseball team of all time, the 1961 Yankees.
Yeah.
The only pitcher to throw the final pitch in the two World Series Game 7s.
Yeah.
And, of course, Mickey Mantle was on, Roger Maris, Yogi Berra, Bobby Richardson.
Bobby Richardson.
On that team.
Bobby Richardson. They have here in Claremore what they call a Field of Dreams baseball banquet every year. They have a lot of the sports writers here, different ones from out of Tulsa, celebrities, all those television guys and radio guys that come over here. And it supports the Claremore baseball and Rogers State baseball. Well, they have those speakers every year. Bobby Richardson was the 1961 MVP on the Yankees team. And Ralph Terry was the 1962 MVP. I've got some baseballs, I've got pictures and autographs that we took together during these banquets that we had, you know, at different times. Autographed baseballs and so forth. But they used to call Kansas City Yankees Farm Club. So a lot of those guys that left the Yankees ended up in Kansas City. After a period of time, Ralph Terry ended up there. Well, my brothers lived up in Kansas City during that time. They used to go to the baseball game, and they got in touch to see Ralph Terry. Well, Ralph Terry met with them, and he gave them some tickets. And he'd say, where's my buddy Romy? That's what they used to call me, Romy. He used to call me Romeo, Geronimo, and everything. But anyhow, he said, I got some tickets here. He said, if you guys want to come to the game or this and that, get in touch with him and tell him. But I never did get up there to get to see him play. Yeah. But he was an outstanding player, and he was really serious. He worked on it. He worked hard at it.
Yeah.
He really worked hard at that.